Let me introduce one of my favourite intimacy brands, Bloom Stories. They offer spicy audio stories, guides, and audiobooks for more satisfying me time. I love the depth of their catalogue, over 1,000 fantasies for every mood, with new content released on Fridays. If you like my work, this is definitely for you. Go to bloomstories.com, listen to free episodes, and when you're ready to unlock more, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%. This is Fucked on a Pub Table by Quinn Rhodes of onqueerstreet.com, read by Girl on the Net. This is the second part of a two-part gangbang story. You can find part one by searching this site for Pub Gangbang. He tells me to open my mouth so he can fuck my slutty hole. I obey, of course, with one of his hands in my hair, pulling my head back and ensuring my mouth stays open. I have to take everything he gives me. He abuses my mouth, thrusting roughly and quickly and treating me as the fuck toy he knows I want to be. I choke, splutter and gag, and when he pulls back to let me breathe, he does so for not a second longer than I need him to. An especially vicious thrust, her cock slamming into my G-spot, reminds me that this is a fucking gangbang. There's a mouth sucking on one of my nipples while fingers twist and pinch the other. I now have two fingers deep in her slick, wet heat, and I'm doing my best to pump them in and out while she tries to grind her clit into my thumb. I'm trying to rise above the sensations and count how many people are fucking me, but I'm distracted by a sharp bite on my inner thigh. "My turn," someone says. "I want to fuck her." If there wasn't a thick, hard cock in my mouth, I'd smile at the excitement in her words. "Does our little slut want another cock in her?" he asks, and I moan eagerly around his. I'm not sure she really wants it. Do you think she could take both of us at once? The idea of her purple, glittery cock and his both at the same time is too much, and with fingers lightly circling my clit, I come, clenching around the pink sparkly strap-on inside me. All too quickly though, the dildo is gone and my cunt is clutching desperately at nothingness. I whine around the cock in my mouth, bucking my hips and searching for something to fuck myself on. "Aw, she's so cute. The little slut thinks that she gets to decide when she gets fucked." The others laugh at me, and cruel pinches and taunting words accompany the series of spanks to my cunt. He chokes me on his cock for a few more seconds, longer than before, pushing my limits, and then pulls out completely. I feel so empty. Pushing myself up, I try to work out who has been fucking me. I don't have a chance to, though, because she straddles my chest and slaps me twice. The blows sting my cheeks and leave me breathless, but I can feel wetness pooling on the table beneath me. "Filthy little bitch," she says after the first slap. "Good little slut," she tells me after the second. She pushes me down and kisses me quickly, pinning my shoulders when I try to follow those smirking lips. I think, though can't be sure, that she comes around my fingers, and that it's him who pulls my hand out of her and sucks her juices from them. The cock pressing gently against the entrance to my cunt has most of my attention. She's teasing me with a barely there sensation, moving out of my reach whenever I try to push down onto the purple and glitter dick that she wields with so much delight. I writhe and squirm and she giggles. "Want me to fuck you, cute little slut? Will you beg for my cock?" "Yes," I say. "Fuck yes, fuck me. Please, please fuck me. Please, 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 please fuck me. Fuck this filthy little slut. Fuck me. Please, fuck me, please." My last word turns into a squeal as she pushes inside me for the first time. Too slowly, far too slowly, but at least my cunt is being filled. My hair is grabbed again and the pink dildo covered in my own juices is being eased between my lips. She slipped a bullet vibe into place in her harness and begins to fuck my mouth with the intention of getting off. There are hands and mouths all over me, and there's a finger slowly being pushed into my arse. So many sensations all at once. Finding my hands free, I push at the hips of the woman fucking my mouth and get a few seconds to pant out a strangled, please. Oh, I think she's frustrated. Maybe you should fuck her harder. Don't touch her clit, though. Only good girls get their clits touched, and little sluts who let their friends fuck them on a pub table are not good girls. I imagine them exchanging grins above my head as finally she begins to fuck me properly, her cock slamming into me. She thrusts again and then stops, stretching me out and grinding against me so I can feel the buzz of the toy that will get her off, even as she denies me any chance to come. Though with mouths on both of my nipples, a finger pushing into my arse, a cock that tastes gloriously of me fucking my mouth and another one pounding my cunt, I begin to wonder if I will come for the first time without clitoral stimulation. When they all pull away, just as the waves of orgasm are about to break over me, I almost scream, "Bastards! Fucking bastards! I hate you all!" I'm nearly crying. She's so cute when she's desperate, isn't she? She's adorable and squirmy. Maybe we're being mean. I know she's a filthy little slut, but even bad girls get orgasms when they've been well fucked. I open my eyes to make my most adorable face, and I find that he's between my legs. He grins wickedly at me as he finally gives me his cock. I'm already on the edge, and so after just a few thrusts and with his thumb pressing firmly on my clit, I come. The pulsing of my cunt pushes him over the edge too, and he kisses me roughly as we come together. A few moments later, he pulls out of me and helps me sit up. One of them hands me a big t-shirt, which I pull on once I've shrugged off my cut-open shirt and bra. Arms around me lead me back into my chair, and they hold me tightly as I grin in a post-orgasm haze of happiness. Good girl. I get a forehead kiss before she sits down opposite me. Such a good girl, he confirms. Now, cuddles for you and Yorkshire puddings for everyone else? They're the perfect post-gangbang snack. If you liked that, you can find more of Quinn's fantastic work at onqueerstreet.com or head to girlonthenet.com/audioporn to find more sexy stories read aloud, or help us make more of them by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.